I want to write an intro for this podcast that we read every week. Is that lame?
No, that's a great idea and a great way to fill time.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be the exact same every week. Maybe we can like tweak it slightly. But at some point, yeah, we have to say our first names and the name of the show. Those are the rules.
Okay.
So something like, welcome to Super Good Question, the only show where you get the perspective of two average white guys.
Yeah.
I'm Andrew.
And you're Andrew. Oh, wait, no.
You fucked it.
Fuck. Okay, try that from the top.
You do one.
Welcome back to Super Good Question, the most not rated podcast.
The podcast with the fewest ratings?
Yeah, of 2019.
Not even true, I don't think.
Oh.
But very few ratings, you could say that. Oh, wait, you forgot to introduce yourself.
Damn it.
Okay. Say your thing, then as soon as you say, I'm Jeff, I'll say I'm Andrew, and then we'll start the show.
Okay. Welcome to another episode of Super Good Question, the podcast.
No, fuck.
I should have just said I'm Jeff right there.
He had it. It was so close.
This is Super Good Question. I am Jeff.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't.
No, I know.
I was going to match your energy, but then I got nervous.
I know.
I am.
I shouldn't have said that I was going to do that.
Okay, last try.
Okay. You try. You start it.
Welcome to another episode of Super Good Question.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Andrew.
2020, fuckers.
It's here.
We're finally back.
Finally. How long has it been?
Another sode for another year.
Yeah. Our goal in 2019 was to get to 100 episodes.
We failed.
We fell just shy. Did we get to the 90s? I think we only got to 88 or something.
Yeah.
So we'll do it this year.
Yeah, we'll positive definitely side. Make 100 this year.
Yeah.
But well, we won't make 200.
We could if we tried really hard.
Oh, we could do anything if we tried really hard.
It's that's a very positive outlook. I'm proud of you.
Well, my mom told me that once. And also one of my teachers.
Good. My teachers mostly said I wouldn't amount to anything, so.
Well, technically they were the writer.
Yeah.
The more right. How do you say?
Your English teacher didn't do a good job.
Well, she told me I could be anything, including a good English speaker.
A gooder speaker than her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2020. Do you have any opinion on the debate as to whether that's the first year of a new decade or not?
Isn't every year the first year of a new decade? Just depends where you where you want to define the start.
I guess technically.
I mean, every minute is the start of a new decade, if you're counting from that minute.
Yes. Yes. Do you start from zero or one?
Though? I'm that guy, right? I'm just...
Yes. You are that
just
guy.
Taking all the air out of your question by filling in meaningless technicalities.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you start at zero or one when you start a new decade?
I personally start at zero as a programmer. My array of years has to line up.
Right. So we are in a new decade, according to you.
Well, who am I, though?
Do you start the week on Sunday or Monday?
I start on Monday, and I feel like that's starting on one because Sunday's the zero day.
Oh.
So I'm kind of a hypocrite.
So you started on Sunday, but you...
Like, my years start on zero, but my weeks start on Monday.
Right. Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. But a lot of people consider Monday zero.
Well, they're wrong.
Like, that's even a setting in a lot of calendar apps. You don't change it to Monday start.
No, I need a week end on both sides of my week.
Yeah, same. It makes me feel sad when the happy days are just bunched up at the end.
Yeah.
The happy days.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Wrong. Wrong.
The whole premise of the song is out the window.
Yeah.
First line.
You killed it right off the jump.
Fonzie. The Fonz?
I think both are...
Is his name correct? Fonzie, though?
I think his full name is Arthur Fonzarelli.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay. Or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is Arthur. But the Fonz part is like Fonzarudi.
But they're like, hey, Fonz.
Fonzarello.
Or, hey, Fonzie. Hey, Fonzie.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do that.
I think they do that, yeah. It's been a while.
I've never seen Happy Days. I don't know. Was Ron Howard on Happy Days?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. As a child, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not the Fonz.
He's not the Fonz, no.
Should we do an ad? Are we doing that anymore in 2020? Or should we just drop it? Are we, are we out of them?
Might as well do ads. I mean, we got to sell stuff. Someone's got to pay for this pod.
You need to sell some sort of voice therapy device. Helium. Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Helium.
Is your voice too low, manly sounding? And when you're on the phone, do people think it's your dad? Now, you can change that with Helium. Whee! So, our New Year's resolution was to do more reviews.
Yeah. Oh. I wasn't sure if you were talking about you and Naomi or you and I.
No, the podcast's resolution.
The podcast's resolutions are aplenty. One, do it more often and regularly again. Just one a week. That's all I'm reaching for, but not missing a week this year.
Tough.
Unless it's like pre-planned and we tell the audience in the previous episode.
Okay, whatever. Let's not get hung up on resolutions.
Second resolution for the podcast. Movie reviews at random, spread throughout the feed.
There we go.
Yes.
So, do you remember Bird Box?
Is this our...
Wait, sorry. I have a bumper.
This is not even a 2020 movie.
Oh, you'll see where I'm going with it.
Okay.
We need you to edit this in.
Okay.
Super Good Question reviews. Those who can't do, review.
Nice.
That goes at the start of the segment.
Okay. I'm not going to move it, but okay.
Okay, so Bird Box.
Yeah, Bird Box is not a recent movie.
Not at all.
Doesn't matter, I guess.
No. It's any movie we haven't reviewed already,
yeah,
and some that we have.
Sure.
So Superbad could come back.
Good.
Round two.
Good. Why Bird Box, and remind me what that movie's about.
Okay, so I wanted you to give me your elevator pitch on what you think Bird Box was about.
Because
you saw it, right? We both saw it.
Did we?
I know I saw it.
I don't think I saw it. I don't know.
You had to have seen it. Everybody saw it.
I don't think I saw it. It was on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Box of Birds.
Yeah, that's why I didn't see it. It did not look good.
Okay. Well, here's how the premise was under my understanding.
Yeah. So our first review of the year is just your review.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Okay.
It's barely even a review because I'm just going to talk about... Well, here, you'll see.
Okay.
So the plot was you see something... You see something supernatural and it makes you kill yourself.
Okay.
Got it. And then Sandra Bullock's has a box full of birds. Uh-huh. Well, there's like three birds in it, I think. But I forget what they're for.
You forget what the birds are for.
Somehow the birds I don't know, kept the thing away or warned them when the thing was close or...
I see. They're like canaries in a coal mine.
Yeah, something like that.
Birds in a box.
Something like that, yeah.
Right. Are they in the box? That's where they live?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, they don't want to live in there. She's right. Keeping them in there.
Yeah. So they're the warning birds for the thing that when you see it, you die.
Yeah, I think that's what the deal was.
What's the Methuselah? Is that the one with the snake hair?
No. Close. Medusa.
Who's Methuselah? Is that something
Methuselah
I made up?
Methuselah is a biblical character.
Okay.
I think he might be like Noah's dad.
Okay. Not the same thing as Medusa.
No.
Okay.
Same, like old book kind of realm though.
Okay. But so Bird Box bad guy is kind of like Medusa in that you can't look at it.
Right. Instead of turning to stone, you turn into
dead.
A rage-filled,
oh,
like 28 days later type rage,
oh,
until you kill yourself.
Oh, interesting. Not insta-death. Zombie first.
No, you got to kill yourself.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's harsh.
Yeah.
So what's your review?
My review is they're making a sequel.
We're going to work on our reviews, people.
how's it going to work? Are we going to, like, the end of the first one?
Yeah, tell me what happened in the end.
Was like, she took the kids down a stream with the bird box.
Mm-hmm.
Kids were blindfolded. So is she.
They cover their eyes so they don't see the...
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't, like, it can't hurt you if you don't look at it, I guess.
Yeah.
But then the ending was like, they just got to somewhere.
Right.
And it was fine.
Well, you know, the monster will just follow them.
That's what I said.
So there you go. There's your sequel.
I think it was like the spirit of the forest or something.
Was the monster?
Created the monster.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'll have to rewatch it. I'll have to rewatch the last 10 minutes.
We might have to both rewatch it and actually do a review of Bird Box.
Well, I think this was pretty comprehensive.
Okay. Great.
But it kind of leads me to another question.
Okay.
Before Bird Box, what did they take that idea from? What was the thing you saw that made you need to kill yourself? What was the original eye bleach moment?
Like war? Like PTSD from war?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
That's like a real...
That still happens every day.
Yeah, that's like a real one.
Yeah.
Or like
I was thinking more like seeing, like walking in on your mom taking a nude selfie.
Right. Well, in that vein, like parents having sex, right?
Yeah, of course.
Did that ever happen to you?
I never witnessed that.
No, I don't.
Or even heard it, really.
Yeah, I heard it, but I never walked in.
Did you know? Did you know not to
walk
in?
Yeah, I heard it late. I heard it when I was like 16.
Oh.
And we moved and my bedroom was under there. It was a terrible idea.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. But never saw it. I feel like at that age, it was like not as bad as as like it was 12.
By 16, you thought it was kind of sweet.
Like, no, not yet. I wasn't there yet.
You're like, oh, they're so old.
I wasn't there yet.
When does it cross the line of seeing your, like, knowing that your parents have sex being gross?
Knowing that they have sex. Kind of. Or seeing them or hearing them. They're very different things.
Well, yeah, I guess just knowing.
Knowing, I think, starts around 16 and just becomes more acceptable the older you get.
It never becomes nice. It never becomes a nice thought.
No, it's none of them ever become like, okay.
They just work their way towards neutral.
Yes. Hearing and seeing never, like,
it's they never don't, okay.
Yeah, they never go get close, really.
No.
Like, they're sort of like funny, oopsie, but not okay.
Yeah, no. You're thinking about it, aren't you?
I need eye bleach of another kind. Give me another example.
What about, remember Blue Waffle?
Vaguely. Was it an infected vagina?
Am I saying it right? Is it Blue Waffle?
Taco?
Blue Taco, maybe?
Blue Waffle is right.
Yeah.
So that was a photo of an infected vagina, right?
Sure was. I think. To this day, I don't know how real it was.
You didn't study it?
I never looked at it long enough to be like, that could be all silly putty.
I think it was real.
Okay.
And I think it was just a terribly infected vagina area.
Mm-hmm.
Good old days of the internet. What about Coatsy? Do you remember that one?
Of course.
Who could ever forget Goatsy? Describe it for our younger listeners.
I want to meet Goatsy.
Okay.
I want to shake his hand.
I don't think anybody's ever found him, but we could. Do you want to do a whole podcast series where we try to find Goatsy?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
That would be real investigative journalism.
Yeah, a real podcast.
People would care about that.
Not just talking. Learning. That's it for the show this week. Thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do that on Twitter at SuperGoodPod or call us at 1-888-BARK-56.
That's 1-888-BARK-56. Here's the outro music. Boom. We're bringing it back. You thought it was fading out. It's not over. But this time really is the end of the episode. Just kidding, we're back. No, it's the end.